CliffCentral.com.
Good afternoon, to our listeners, and welcome to the Youth Leadership Platform, brought to you by Leadership Platform in association with Student Brands. So you're with your girl Sasha today. Bongani is not with us at the moment, unfortunately, which I'm really sad about, but I'm sure he'll be joining us shortly. So a heads up to everyone tuned in. We are starting a bit late today, but it's no problem. We'll be speaking about everything digital for the rest of this segment as well as the next. And we feel that this topic is something that's really important to discuss because obviously it has a lot of relevance in today's society in the world. You know, I mean, everything is digital nowadays. So we are excited to discuss this topic. Obviously, looking back on the weekend, Mother's Day, we hope you've had an amazing weekend and that it was highly productive as well. Goal chasing, we are all young leaders, so it's important to maintain that. So heading into the new week, I just want to wish everyone a good, productive week and to remember that the way and the path to success doesn't always happen so quickly. You just need to have patience and persistence. So obviously keep up with the conversation on at YLP Cliff Central for our Instagram and Twitter pages and Youth Leadership Platform on our Facebook page. And today in studio with us is a couple, and like literally a couple, they're husband and wife, so that's really exciting. And they go by the names of Warren and Misha Daniel. Correctly pronounced.
Yes, correct.
Perfect. So you might have seen their work on social media or some of their social media presence at some point or another, and we can all agree, well, I do think that you guys are doing amazing work. Mm-hmm. So thank you for taking the time to join us. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good,
you know, we're excited, and the opportunity to enhance and assist youth is such a privilege and
such
honor.
Such an exciting thing.
So we're feeling good and relaxed and excited to share knowledge on how we can aid all the youth in South Africans and explain a little bit of the knowledge that we've been able to play with as a couple
digital.
As well, and digital experience. So it's just a sharing platform.
Really? And I, you can see, like, for me personally, like, I can see your guys' passion, like, coming through in your work. Yeah. And just the little bit that I know about you guys, I can see the passion coming through. So, okay, great. So, as Warren said, we're going to be discussing everything digital and technological and whatnot. And obviously with a hint of digital marketing thrown in there. So, getting to the business of the day. We want to touch on what your consultancy, Big Bites Consulting, does. And what you guys do differently in terms of, obviously, what you do, your field of work. And also a bit of background on you two personally. We want to get to know you guys, Mr. Mrs. Speakbite. That's what you guys are known as. Yeah. Great. Okay, so obviously with all our shows, please can you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Okay, so yeah, Warren Misha, aka Mr. and Mrs. Speakbite.
I love that. It's so adorable.
You know, we used it as a platform not only to assist ourselves as entrepreneurs, but so that we could believe in our brand.
Mm.
And then you start living your brand. And, you know, as different entrepreneurs use different aspects, we use that to grow.
Mm.
And in a digital age today, when you wake up in the morning and you tweet something from Mr. Mrs. Big Bite, it's influential.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I get a lot of DMs. Be my mentor. How did you do it? Can you help
really?
Me? Warren, guide me. Misha, what are you doing in the fashion industry, etc.? So that's Mr. and Mr. Big Bite. And not only in that aspect, but it helped us as a family and as a husband and wife, love each other more.
Yeah, and definitely. Yeah. I think leaving the corporate and us doing our own thing, our relationship has become a lot more sync than it was before, because when Warren started the business and I was still working, we were on two different lanes. And then people always ask us, how do you guys do it? I don't know, God help us.
How do you do it? That's going to be one of my questions, actually.
We'll speak about it later, but I think it's vision related.
Yeah.
I want to tap onto Big Bite Consulting and so what we do.
Please go
for it. You know, so Big Bite Consulting, we call it Big Bite Consulting. People call it Big Bite Media. People call it Big Bite. They just call it Big. It's about taking a big bite out of the market.
Wow, okay.
And that's how the name came out. And, you know, we're all about aiding businesses and startups and corporates and international clients, it's amazing, celebrity clients, helping them use social media marketing strategies and digital marketing through websites, through brand presentations, and effectively making greater business, getting more customers, customer management, reputation management. But what's our unique differentiator as Big Bite is that we design everything.
Okay.
So we don't steal much content like most people retweet and repost. We get reposted and retweeted.
Oh, wow.
So it's
like
a good feeling to know that most of our team's motto is that we create a new banner every month for a client. We create every new post. I got a client now going on another radio station. We designed a post just for them.
Okay.
Everything is fresh.
So personalized and exclusive.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Yes. We got a nice team. We're big on youth empowerment, so our team is all under the age of 30. Misha and I being the only ones over 30.
You guys are the oldies.
Sorry.
And, we're always employing and empowering, and I've been grateful to had University of Joburg, Design School of South Africa, Fitz University send their interns to our offices to learn about digital. Yeah, so Big Byte, in one sum, we a leads generation business using modern technology in a smarter way, not the conventional social
traditional way,
but more in the business aspect.
Wow, okay. So when was Big Bytes Consulting established? Like, what was the process up till then? What were you guys doing before then?
So before Big Byte Consulting, I worked at a construction company, Group 5.
Okay.
I was in the tender industry, and I was corporate. I had an 8-to-5, and I just put tenders together.
Okay.
And then I joined my husband in this digital journey because there was just something lacking, you know, the creativity, and I just didn't see myself sitting behind a desk pushing paper for the rest of my life. And so my digital journey began with Warren about 2 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Very fresh still.
Yeah. And, he can tell you more about where he was and his journey, because it was his erratic and spontaneousness that brought us here.
So mine is like 8 years in the industry.
Okay.
But mine is fun because I was working in one of the biggest corporates, and I'm not going to mention the name, but I'm happy that I'm on radio because I never thought this day would come that I'd share my story of what happened to me. I was at work, and a very senior executive in a very large corporate who's on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange.
Oh.
I hope you're listening to this, Mr. Big Byte. And she came to my computer, and while I was searching for new clients on using Facebook, and she actually slammed my computer closed. And she said, Warren, you're wasting my money, you're wasting my time, you're wasting my effort and energy. And I was one of their greatest employees. I'd won several awards, 7 years in the corporate. I must say, credibly, they're a great business. But when it comes to digital, they didn't use the modern way to get new clients. And anyway, they shut me down. They didn't want to go with this. And so I was dying on the inside, always knowing that there's a greater passion. So I went home, opened up my laptop, and I opened up my first Google account.
Took
my credit card personally, and I loaded up an advert, and I got my first lead, and it got exciting. And then I realized, and I did this in like 2008 or something. Yeah, 2008, and it felt good knowing that this world of digital was exposed. And then I loaded my first Facebook ad, and then from there just grew and grew, and I employed somebody, shared half my salary with that employee, and then from then we just grew to about 10 to 11 employees in a period of 4 to 5 years. We're going on, 4 years fully, and 5 years I was on my solo whilst I was working and sharing employment.
That is insane. So, I mean, absolutely amazing growth. But how was it, your persistence? And, I mean, the passion had to really be there during
persistent.
That. Like, really, how was that?
It was amazing because, you know, as a new startup company, especially in the digital realm, I had a roadblock teaching people why they should use digital marketing instead of your conventional print media.
Okay.
And that was a concern. And I still go through that with my elderly clientele. But my younger ones and then abuse social media. So then you get my ones, and then you get the ones who are between the ages of 25 to 40 who kind of know the need of it. So the persistence comes in where I pushed every client to stop printing flyers.
Okay.
I pushed every client to stop wasting money on billboards.
Mm-hmm.
It's truly a waste of cash to be doing anything that's print media, unless it's for office beautification or clothing wear.
Mm-hmm.
I would personally think that your digital media is tracked media. And I always said to my clients and to people that you can't physically touch a newspaper and tell me who read it. But I can do it.
That is powerful, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. So that's the persistence and the push and the motivation
that went into it all. Yeah.
Crazy. Okay, so now in terms of youth unemployment, because I know you said that Big Bytes and you guys personally are very big on youth empowerments and whatnots, which is great. And last week we actually had Mr. Anu Marie, who's CEO of Innovative Solutions, talking to us also about youth unemployment and, you know, how it's plaguing our country specifically. So I just want to know what your thoughts on the current youth unemployment crisis in South Africa is today. And do you feel, I'm sure you do, so then the question would be, how do you feel digital can really change that and help curb youth unemployment, the field of what
you do? So I'm going to let Misha speak her part, and then I got something to
go for it.
Mine is very different, and her version is different.
Yeah.
So let's give her a minute.
So for me, when it comes to our digital arena, you know, we're moving away from the traditional jobs, and we're creating new jobs. I mean, 20 years ago, you didn't have a social media consultant.
No.
You had an admin clerk.
Yeah.
And for me, this arena is just opening up levels for youth to start seeing that your hobby can become your job. And if you educate yourself in the correct manner and bring yourself with a little bit more knowledge, you can use it to your advantage, because everything's going to evolve. Soon we're not even going to have any paper. It's just going to be digital and apps and virtual reality. And so there is such a big host of employment waiting out there for the youth. It's all about thinking out of the box now.
Totally agree, because in South Africa, I've personally interviewed about, let's just say, 80 people in 5 years. I want to say to the universities that I noticed that your curriculum is not adapted to the current curriculum of what needs to be taught. So you could be teaching marketing, you could be teaching digital marketing, but you're not actually teaching our youth.
So you feel that there's a gap.
There's a major gap. Because when they come into the job and I ask them to design a Facebook post, they don't even know what size it should be. So people are just randomly posting. The content doesn't make sense. There's an incorrect usage of hashtagging.
But that's stuff they're not teaching
in the universities. That there's just random videos, poor pixelated pictures. The language of which you use social media is not professional. And if you look at our counterpart, our international Australia, Europe, you look at Dubai, at the UK, you look at America, they're well advanced, and they are the ones that have achieved this goal.
Completely
they already have
level.
Social. Look, we're going to be one of the first companies to hold a social media summit.
Wow.
I'm also the chairman of the African Social Media Business Forum. So we want to teach people, but youth especially in South Africa, I'm saying to every young person out there, use social media for business smartly. Don't damage your reputation. Your personal brand needs to match your business brand.
That is fantastic.
That's where we're coming from. So it's growing. I just wish I could see our big universities supporting it.
Yeah.
And I wish that I can see that they could fund it, and the government inclusive could look at opening up
evolving,
a fund, evolve into
evolving
it.
Evolving the curriculum, you know, because the curriculum's kind of stale and outdated
Very
for the times that we're moving in.
Completely.
And
the four P's of marketing is gone.
It's
now the new, we call it SMO, social media optimization. What happened to marketing?
Where's keeping up with the times?
Everybody's a reporter. Yeah.
Okay. So, linking up with that, how do you think that, what would your advice be to people wanting to go into your field?
Okay.
Especially with this gap that we see. I mean, you're coming in with the qualification, but the necessary knowledge, maybe not, mostly not. So what would your advice be?
So my first thing is the person, or if you identify that you have a passion for digital marketing, you should first look for an institution that's accredited. An institution that can give you an accredited course in digital marketing. I will mention a few that's coming up. Regenus Business School.
Okay.
We partners with them, and I want to shout out to 2020 Leadership. we actually, Nick and myself and the team, we're putting together our own digital course that people will be attending.
That's fantastic.
So to help the youth. The second most important thing is to define which platform you want to become a master in. I just have to share this quickly, and this is powerful. Augmented reality.
Okay.
It's new. I know it's very new. It's Facebook is doing it. Mark Zuckerberg spoke about it on his F8 summit. I watched the video yesterday. So South Africa knows nothing about it. So my point being is that I need people to start centering themselves on which platform they want to master.
Yeah.
And then take that gift and bring it into the workplace.
Wow.
So if you want to become a master Instagrammer, quick 3 tips I'd give you now. Get your photography on point. Use a professional photographer. Number 2, get your content on point and hashtag properly. Relevant. 3 most important things. If you want to become a Facebook entrepreneur, ensure you have a call to action. Make sure the picture is the right size. And ensure that you post into the right market. It's basic things that are not taught. So it's a big journey.
Yeah.
And I don't want to overwhelm them, but I just want to say it's there, guys. Grab it. Take it, check it out. It's available. Social media is booming.
I was saying to somebody today that the CEO of Starbucks, and this has become my favorite line. He said that digital media.
I've got a Starbucks That's what I'm pointing to.
He made a statement that he said digital media is a bullet train, and it's leaving, and it's not coming back. It's not coming back home. So if you're not on it, you're getting left behind, basically.
And I want to throw out something like for South Africans. I wish that our South Africans can come up with the next greatest social media invention better than any other country to give us leverage. So I throw it out to everybody there that's IT related. Think of the next new social platform
that's going to take everything back.
That's going to wipe Facebook, going to wipe Instagram, wipe Snapchat, give
Twitter,
them a run. Twitter. Yeah. So guys, let's be SA's number one leading platform. That's what I'm going to do. So yeah.
Innovative. Okay, interesting. I love this, and I wish we had more time, but unfortunately we don't. We still want to keep you guys in the studio with us, though, while we bring in our next guest. We're going to be talking about something that's kind of related-ish. So yeah, we'll be heading into a song now, and we'll see you guys in a couple of minutes or so. Stay with us. Hi everyone, you're back with the YLP on cliffcentral.com. Just in case you don't know what that means, it's a youth leadership platform. Keep up with the conversation at YLP on our Instagram and Twitter pages and youth leadership platform on Facebook. So we have Warren and Misha Daniel in studio with us, talking to us about the digital space and Big Bike Consulting, and absolutely amazing conversation happening. Unfortunately, it had to be a bit short today, but we definitely want to further it in future, so we'll definitely have Warren and Misha come on in future. For now, though, we want to talk to Mr. Les Allen, who's joining us in studio.
Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for that. And we love your accent. Where are you from, originally?
Oh, no, if I say that, this is going to end very quickly.
Why is that?
I'm Australian.
Is
really?
Okay. That's amazing.
Sorry.
You're our first Australian guest. That's amazing. I love that.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay.
See,
so
normally that's not the reaction. There's normally sheep noises. There's normally,
cricket sounds in the background.
Pretty much, yeah.
No, we love Australians. We love everybody. Don't worry about it.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. So, Liz, what are we focusing on today? We're talking about gamers and gaming, and employers should look at hiring gamers because of the skill set that they gain as opposed to other people. Like, where are we heading with this?
That's correct. So the reason that this is actually coming up as a topic is I'm part of the team that puts on ICON, South Africa's biggest comics, gaming, pop culture convention.
Yeah.
And last year at our convention, we had Arthur Goldstuck, who's very well known in South Africa, tech specialist. And the panel that he did with Nikki Bush, they were talking about tech-savvy parenting.
Okay.
At the conclusion of that panel, Arthur dropped a really interesting piece of knowledge, which was there are 5 skills that future employers are going to look for as far as the youth of today. So if you know what these particular skills are, you should be starting to move towards them so you can be more adept, be more employable once you start getting out of school. Those particular skills are problem solving, creativity, negotiation, collaboration, and human interaction.
Okay.
If you apply those particular skills to gaming, they don't necessarily seem to mesh. However, that's what we're here to discuss, to try and break it down. When I say gaming, I'm not necessarily talking about technical gaming. I'm not talking about PC gaming, although PC gaming, console gaming, it is a part of it.
Yeah.
What I'm more talking about is board games. and tabletop gaming.
Really? I thought this was only applicable to, like, your Xbox and PlayStation. And
I'm going to give the easiest example. If anybody's heard of Dungeons & Dragons. So Dungeons & Dragons is normally a game, if you follow the stereotype, played by smelly people living in dungeons, or at least their mother's basements, those sorts of things. It's pizza. That's the general perception. But if you break down what Dungeons & Dragons is actually about, it's a bunch of people, and you need to have a bunch of people. The story recognizes that you cannot have one person saving the day.
Mm-hmm.
And just like in World of Warcraft or online games, every person in the team has a different role.
True enough.
So you can't have six meatheads with axes just walking in. You need to have somebody who's got some healing ability. You've got to have somebody who's got some spell casting ability. You might need a thief in there to do some picking of blocks and disarming of traps. The idea behind Dungeons & Dragons, though, is that it's very much a collaborative effort. Plus problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I give you the scenario, and if anybody's not really familiar with Game of Thrones, Dungeons & Dragons, rather think Game of Thrones. Think that sort of environment, that there are challenges that these people have to overcome, and they generally travel in groups. So if you look at a situation where a party might be stuck in a room, they're trapped.
Yeah.
There are monsters coming in from one side. The floor, it's starting to flood. You guys have to solve the situation. So now, how do we do this? Who is best suited to go thump the monster?
Mm-hmm.
Who's best suited to go and save the prince or princess that might be tied up in the corner? Who's best suited to go and solve the puzzle that will stop the floor becoming flooded? You need to start negotiating. You need to start talking about who's got the right strengths. There's no time for grandstanding here. You have to work together to solve the problem. So when you start looking at games like Dungeons & Dragons, and there's a host of different versions and varieties of this sort of game. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be magical and mystical. You could be modern-day police. You could be futuristic cops. The scenarios, you just have to change the labels.
Yeah.
But what actually happens inside of there is human interaction. You need to be able to talk to somebody and go, Warren, I'm going to go thump the guy. What I want you to do is sneak around the side and distract him, which creates that opening. Warren may not want that, because Warren might be light and fluffy and easily hit. But he'll do that, and we sort of have a negotiation. We have a talk, and this is what we're going to figure out, how we're going to do it. It's human interaction. You need to be able to talk to six people around the table. How are we going to do this? Every single person has got their own ideas of what they want to do, but we need to move along as a team.
So then taking these skills into the workplace and the working environment, how do we take these and translate them to be applicable in the working situation?
It's actually more experience in the situation. The more you do these things, the better you become at them, and the more easily they are translatable. One of the things they talked about tech-savvy parenting, Nikki and Arthur in their book, is that you are fine giving your child a device for them to play on, but there's a point where they need to put that device down and they need to start practicing. Minecraft is a really good example. So Minecraft, everybody thinks that Minecraft is a fantastic game for kids because we're talking geometry, we're talking shapes, we're talking engineering. But what Nikki's also imparted is that if you don't relate that skill in the real world, if you don't physically touch the desk, if you don't malleably handle things, it doesn't really push those things in. So translating this into the work environment, what you're going to find is that bosses, and these are some of the points that that Warren and the team were talking about, is people are going to be looking for creativity. Mm-hmm. People are going to be looking for people who can handle a job in a new way.
Yes.
Think on their feet,
mm-hmm.
problem solve,
innovate,
and then be able to figure out, well, Warren's my client, how can I communicate with him, how can I get my best answers? This sort of gaming that starts from a young age, you might even start playing Dungeons & Dragons or tabletop gaming from about the age of 12, but by the time you're 16, all of a sudden, like, shyness tends to fall away. You've been spending hours talking to these people, figuring out, problem solving. And one of the things about lots and lots of practice is that it frees up your mind to be a lot more creative if you've already mastered the skill. So the adage for Michael Jordan, basketball.
Yes.
Jordan's fundamentals were so strong that when he was faced with a situation that he didn't know, his mind was free to figure that out rather than figuring out, how do I handle the ball? How do I dribble? How do I shoot? Those were all done. Those were all ingrained. So now he can concentrate on the problem at hand, and it frees your brain up to be a lot more creative. So translating those into the workplace, a team member who joins the team, who now knows they're not necessarily afraid to start talking to other people, we're not creating a roadblock with one person. They can start contributing straight away. They can start thinking about things in a different light. These are the skills that employers really, really want.
Mm.
What that's also going to mean then is eventually, in 20 years' time, those kids will become the bosses.
So tell me, this is when I just joined the conversation.
I was waiting
for Sasha Lee to introduce me, but
sorry.
Well, it's fine, Sasha. So what are some of the changes that are going to come into certain companies that are going to allow such skills to be more applicable, because they're from a digital generation Z, and in companies currently, there's a lot of convention going around.
Mm-hmm.
So they're applying principles and systems that have been there for ages. And a lot of people go into universities and they study and they master the conventional way of doing things.
Right.
So what are some of the changes that need to come into place and that are projected to come into place that are going to accommodate these changes and these skills that youngsters can get from gaming?
Unfortunately, change is inevitable.
Okay.
The people that run the companies that are currently in management positions will eventually go. Companies are already starting. If you take a look at somebody like Amazon.
Okay.
Let's take Amazon. Amazon is not focused on profit. They are not focused on profit anymore. They're focused on taking all of the money and driving it into new and cool stuff. The benefit for the company is that they also have a massive tax write-off because we're taking all the money and investing it in. Amazon is only second behind Netflix in the amount of money they're currently throwing at new and fresh content for their TV channels. When it comes to companies, unfortunately, it's really the rule of the jungle here. If the company is looking at old ways and old things and a new wave of youth come through and they're not thinking the same way that the, let's say, the old guard are necessarily thinking, they're going to go find somewhere where they are appreciated. A lot of millennials, a lot of Generation Z, are looking for a lot more work enjoyment rather than achieving something from a work perspective. They want to give back to social community. They want to be able to have flexible hours. But in exchange for that, you've now got an entire pool of kids who think differently, who are looking at problems through a completely different frame set and a completely different mindset. So the biggest challenge is going to be to adapt to those. How do you best leverage? And those were the points that your guests were talking about earlier. They're looking for innovators. They're looking for people to think differently. If you look at all the adverts on television, they're not the way they used to be.
Yeah.
How do you apply those ads to a population that now knows inside of 5 seconds I can hit skip on my YouTube ad, whatever it is. So how can you start being inventive by grabbing somebody in 5 seconds? And this is where the idea of exposing yourself to more creative ways, problem solving, thinking outside of the box, those skills companies are now starting to recognize. Or the good ones are starting to recognize that those are the skills that we actually need. They're going to take a little bit of time to learn how to actually interact with those kids, but they'll get there.
Warren, let me rope you back into the conversation. So, with the creativity influx that's coming in with a lot of new players that are coming in and trying to work with the companies that have been doing things, you know, the old way. What's the best way the youth can position themselves to be able to clinch those deals and convince and win over the people that are doing and following the tradition?
Well, my best way and understanding is that the youth needs to adapt. First, they need to understand that there are two parts.
Okay.
There are part one, which is the traditional method of doing a proposal or doing a document or bringing a new client or speaking to somebody.
Okay.
And in the second part, they need to understand there's the millennial generation Z way of speaking and addressing or doing a proposal and creating something.
Mm-hmm.
They must not forget the fundamentals. They must then merge the two and present it to the new client.
Hmm.
So what you got to do, you got to take the existing creativity, because the modern generation, the 21-year-old entrepreneur, would take his presentation and screen it on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to now take that and still use the fundamentals of marketing and sell.
Mm.
He still needs to use those parts to bring across, because there's still some rules. English didn't change.
Mm-hmm.
We're not asking for the way of the presentation to change, but we're asking for it to have some structure.
Mm-hmm.
So we notice that there's no structure anymore.
Okay.
There's a lack of structure in the youngsters. The creativity is overdoing it. They're missing the selling proposition. They're missing the value proposition. Their budgeting is poor.
Mm-hmm.
So the creativity is more important than anything else. And so, you know, that's something that I want to give advice to them, is that they mustn't forget to maybe take heed of what the elderly guys have been doing,
mm-hmm.
the much more mature,
yes.
experienced, and merge the two.
Mm-hmm.
Myself being a young entrepreneur, also naive, also forward, also submitted probably 100 proposals with all being creative, I took 10 steps back and I asked myself, and I went and re-interviewed the older guys, and I took what they did and I used my creative flair, because they don't know how to use a computer the way I can use a computer. They know I know how to match green better than purple.
Yes.
I know how to make words stand out better than the way you would type it out.
Yes.
And that's where I want the guys to stand out. I want them to put videos in their presentations.
Yes.
I want them to put slogans in their presentations. I want them to use quotes in their work, and that's where the creativity mm-hmm. comes in. Yeah.
There's an important point there in relation to communication. Any comm student who's done any study at school,
okay,
communication is the effective transfer of your message so that it can be understood by somebody else.
Hmm.
And that's exactly what Warren was talking about.
Operating word being effective.
Yeah. I can have the most amazing pitch document with multimedia, flash graphics, the whole bit. And as far as I see, it gets my point across.
Yes.
The point of this presentation, though, is I want your money. I want you to hire me.
Mm-hmm.
So as good as my presentation is, I need to remember that the point of this is for you to get it, not how good can I be. And that's a really good thing that Warren's talking about, that he wants to help people shape their creativity until they can get to a point where it becomes an effective message so that the person on the other side of the table gets it.
I wish we had 2 hours to discuss this so we can be able to get into more details that we haven't gotten into. But I'll just get a quick last word from Warren and the Big Bite team, and then I'll get the last word from you, and then we'll just wrap this up. So, final words from you.
Okay, no, thanks for that. Well, final words is that I need everybody in South Africa to adopt social media for business, understand the empowerment of it, and ensure that you use it professionally, respectively, effectively, and successfully for a campaign. And I want you to follow us at Mr. Big Bite on my Instagram handle. And
mine is Mrs. Big Bite on Instagram.
And I want you to check out our website, www.bigbiteconsulting.co.za. I'm willing to answer anybody's questions. We're also business mentors, so we're willing to mentor the youth. We have an internship program at our office. Feel free to come use the free Wi-Fi. We're a Wi-Fi zone. We watch YouTube every day. For a living, we play on Facebook. So if you want to do that, guys, you're more than willing to come play.
Sounds good.
That's what we do, and we get paid for it.
Wow.
So yeah, so don't forget, follow us and check us out and check what we do. Interact, Instagram, guys, and the rest of the channels, and we'll catch you there.
All right. From yourself?
Sure. The idea of when I mentioned Dungeons and Dragons, some people listening might have just groaned audibly. They might have just, what is this all about? No, that's a little bit too geeky.
Mm-hmm.
If it needs credibility, people like Stephen Colbert grew up a D&D freak. You might actually know that he's a big Lord of the Rings nut as well. Vin Diesel is a mental D&D player. He loves it. He can play it whenever he still gets the chance. These avenues of trying different things, you shouldn't ever really be worried about it or looking odd, because really the geeks, that's what they kind of have to deal with everywhere, and they're very accepting on these things. And ICON, our convention that's coming up in June at Gallagher Convention Center, June 16 to 18, mm-hmm. Youth Day long weekend. If you want a gateway to geekdom, this is where you need to be. We do board game demonstrations, role-playing demonstrations, panel tutorials on how to start being a better YouTuber, how to start drawing monsters better, all aspects of popular culture, comic books, gaming, every aspect. That's a place to be, so you should check that out, www.iconcgc.co.za, and on Twitter, at iconcgc.
And we're going to be there. Especially we're going to hold him to that, right?
Yes, definitely. Holding that to you. Sure. Holding you to that list.
Apparently, Big Bites is going to be there as well.
Oh, yes. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So okay. We'll all be there.
I know a guy. We'll get you tickets.
All right. To our listeners, follow the conversation on YLP Cliff Central on Twitter and Instagram, and Youth Leadership Platform on Facebook. And let's make this world a better place, using all the skills that we're getting from all the people that we've interviewed on the show, and stop things like men are trash, for instance. Instead, the men should be heroes, and they should lead South Africa to a new light where men are heroes instead. From us at the Youth Leadership Platform, we'd like to thank you, and join us next week, same time at 2 p.m. on Cliff Central, Youth Leadership Platform.
CliffCentral.com.